Many island communities face different sorts of challenges. Energy is among them. High levels of imported oil, skyrocketing electricity rates, limited land and funds to develop clean technologies. The Asia-Pacific Clean Energy Summit wrapped up this week with some folks looking to Hawaii for guidance. And HPR's Nikki Motzen has the report.
As representatives from Indonesia, the Virgin Islands, the Caribbean, and Hawaii spoke about challenges to increasing local clean energy, several common themes emerged, such as 90-plus percent reliance on oil imports, expensive and limited access to land, financing hurdles, changing political will, and the need for community support. Mary Werner is with the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. She works with 20 different island communities to explore and develop renewable energy solutions. She says over the past few years, Hawaii has emerged as a leader in overcoming such challenges.
Many of the countries are trying to do what Hawaii is already doing. What's happening in Hawaii is ahead of, I think, what's happening in almost every other place I've heard about. And they've been able to put a lot of barrier reduction efforts in place.
Werner says one of the most important lessons clean energy developers have learned is to make sure the community is involved in the decision-making process. Gary Jackson is with Carilec, an association of utility companies in the Caribbean. He says he admires the shared vision he sees in Hawaii, something many islands are struggling to achieve.
Typically, what you find in some jurisdictions is that you don't normally have the political directorate and the technocrats are walking the same line, so there's kind of a friction. But there seems to be some cohesion here, and that's good. So I think that's a takeaway, and that is something that I would love to listen and learn more about in terms of how they actually interacted from the outset to kind of promulgate that future that they have all dreamed of.
Hugo Hodge works with the Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority in St. Thomas. He says low levels of home ownership and low incomes are significant hurdles to growth of localized power generation, like solar.
Most of the islands aren't wealthy islands, and many of the citizens aren't homeowners. So it's always a challenge. So what you do to a rooftop when the person doesn't own the roof? And how do you implement things that require ownership of a rooftop when that home ownership is not to that level? So we're trying to put more things to the grid so it benefits everyone and not just those who have the wherewithal to get certain things done.
Hodge says, like Hawaii, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands are also looking at undersea cable technology because often the areas that can help supply the most local power are not the areas with the highest demand. State Energy Office Director Mark Glick says after 4 years of the Asia-Pacific Clean Energy Summit, it's becoming more obvious Hawaii is on track to meet its clean energy goals.
It does give us a good sense that we're not only on the right track, but our success is not temporal and it's not overblown. I mean, we really have had an impact, and a lot of different entities and political jurisdictions have actually followed our program and have mimicked it to a certain degree and now get a chance to give back to us in terms of some of their lessons learned.
State energy leaders acknowledge challenges remain for Hawaii, such as community opposition to some of the projects proposed in the state. All of the presenters during the Isolated Island Community Forum agreed it will take development of many different technologies at the same time to reduce dependency on oil imports and keep energy dollars at home. Nikki Motzen, HPR News.